Sounds good.
This is Jack White for the Capital District Growth Team with another Monday morning message. We have a special guest today, John Tyner, Maryland. John's a past governor of the Capital District, and many of you know him from his training and other work. And this coming year, he's going to take over the job of heading the Capital District Growth Team. John, what do you have in store for next year, and how are you going to make it better?
Thanks, Jack. We're going to continue the efforts that you tried to make going this year with the committees. And for our listeners, I just want to remind you that we've got a new club building committee, a club growth committee, and a communications PR committee. And all of those are there to help you, providing you as a member agree to personally work hard at increasing your club growth potential and within your club and within your division. Now, here's the deal. Any growth effort you make involves elements of all three of our committees. As some of you may know, Jean-Luc Picard said, make it so, and that's what we've got to do. Each committee has a representative of each of our four regions, so call on your reps first to help plan your program, and you'll be finding out exactly who those people are as we begin the year. You need to pay special attention to contracting former Kiwanians who will remember what they liked about Kiwanis and may be willing to be rekindled, so to speak. You also need to make sure that you and your clubs have an up-to-date recruitment brochure and that they know and you know your product before talking to prospects.
Let me interrupt you for just a minute.
Sure.
Many people I've talked to and heard extol the virtues and benefits of the Kiwanis International Membership Manual. Is that something that you also follow?
Oh, absolutely. In the six clubs, I'm working on two other sites right now that I built. We use that directory right on through, because what's important is the sequence in which you do things. The timing is also important, but you've got to follow it in the sequence. It's a proven method, been used all over North America, and it works.
Is it enough for a person who's never built a club just to pick the book up and read it, or should they call on expert help too?
It's like anything else, Jack. You can read the book, but unless you had some experience of how that really works, we have a lot of experts here in Capital, and all people have to do is call upon them. There are at least seven people I know that have been involved in building new clubs, and we would encourage any group that wants to build a new club to have our experts come down and just have a little training session with you. Then off you go.
And this is free, of course.
Oh,
club
free,
of
sure.
The division.
No charge.
And you also will have people who have expertise in club growth and in the communications
right.
aspects.
Especially right. in communications. And I think you, for helps in what you're doing, you need to think yourself and to inspire your presidents to emphasize retention of current members by keeping their interest going through a real club survey and making sure your projects that your club does is interesting to those members.
Let me interject here that any clubs that have not seen this closing the back door video that mm-hmm. the growth team prepared, it's still available. I have it, or you can have
it. I've got
we
it.
We can
too,
get
yeah.
copies too. Any club that needs it and mm-hmm. makes a nice 22-minute program
right.
on that topic. Go ahead, please.
And I think too the DVD that you sent out to every single club president this year on the Grundy program is very important, because for anybody who wants to do a membership roundup of old members or new members.
We're using membership night. We're not using Roundup anymore.
You can tell how long I've been in Kiwanis. But membership night.
All right.
You know, a cattle call. Bring them in. Whatever. So I would not hesitate to say that new club building efforts, if you and your club want to sponsor that, needs to be carefully planned and orchestrated with real trained recruitment volunteers. We talked a little bit about that a moment ago. And just to remember for our listeners here, as a Kiwanian, your club's rate of growth is strictly up to your dedication and constant attention and effort to keep on message of what you're doing, what your club does in the community. There are five basic things you can do real quick. One is to motivate possible members with humanitarian stories like IDD or Plum Alley or Pancake Breakfast, whatever you do in your club that you're proud of, that's what you push with. You also need to work with the workable. If you've got interest in things to do, work with those people. Don't scattergun it around where you don't get any reaction back. You need to concentrate on getting some results. and focus on your goals. If your club says we're going to have one new, going to do 12 members a year, well, that's not 12 members a year. That's one a month. You focus your goal on what you can really do. And then just remember that in doing those goals, you got to be relentlessly optimistic that you're going to meet that goal. You're going to get there. And all the messages you have, you need to reinforce it and while cultivating creativity on it. And above all, Jack, just as you've had this year, people got to have fun.
Absolutely.
Enjoy the experience.
We're going to be doing these Monday morning messages into the new year when you're the chair. And I hope that you will take this mic several times, many times throughout the year, and get whatever is on your mind out to the people at that time.
We'll be glad to, Jack, especially since you volunteered to be our technological wizard. We'll be calling on you to help us with these things.
Thank you for the Capital District Growth Team. That's your Monday morning message. Thanks for listening.